intending to target male blacks.
LAPD Assistant James Jackson hates blacks, traveled from Baltimore to New York to make a statement in the media capital of the world. He turned himself in yesterday, accused of randomly choosing a black man and stabbing Timothy Kaufman to death with a 2-foot-long sword. There's a new study that might be concerning to white working-class Americans.
Overdose, suicide, and alcohol-related deaths among white Americans have jumped since the late 1990s, in contrast with blacks and Hispanics. Princeton researchers say less than 2 decades ago, the mortality rate for whites ages 45 through 54 was 30% lower than black Americans. Today, that mortality rate is flipped, with whites in that same age bracket dying at a 30% higher rate. A new follow-up study published today shows the mortality rate is not leveling off. Researchers blame dwindling economic opportunities for the working class. Whites with higher education are less affected. Tom Graham, Fox News.
More Americans needed unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims rose slightly on Wall Street. Dow futures are down just ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
There are websites, and then there are websites. If your website is just enough to say you have one, you need to get in touch with AC Print. Make your website something special. AC Print can do that for you. Plus, they have promotional items, pens, cups, shirts, you name it. Need a logo? They can design that for you. Make 2017 the year you improve your image. Get in touch with AC Print. AC Print, woman-owned for 25 years. ACPrint.net.
According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this, but the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience.
Don't miss Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2 on KERV 12:30.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country calling for cloudy skies to start the day off, a breezy morning, and it gets even windier during the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with plenty of humidity out there. Southerly winds up to 20 to 30 miles per hour during the day. Rain chances fairly slim, but we do have a chance of thunderstorms overnight tonight and Friday as a cool front and dry line move across the region. Some of those storms could be strong, even an isolated severe threat.
All right, Kerry, thanks. 807 right now, 62 degrees and windy out there. It is rocking and rolling 25 miles an hour out of the south-southeast. And, yeah, your sun came up at 737 and it's going to go down at 750 this evening. 808 is our time.
Broadcasting live from the WodenArmory.com studios, it's Gordon Ames on Big G's Texas Roadshow.
All right. Woden Armory. Have you been to the website? WodenArmory.com, W-O-D-E-N. You need to go check it out. They have got complete offerings up there. I've been thinking, I bought that little M&P Shield 40, and I've been thinking about, thought has crossed my mind a time or two, maybe trade it in, maybe get a 6-hour, I don't know. You know, at Woden Armory, they buy and they sell there as well. And they've got new stuff, they've got used stuff. You don't see what you want in the case or on the rack, talk to Chris. He can get it for you. He can probably get it for you in a day or at the latest, probably 2. Of course, they do all the Class 3 stuff, the short barrel rifle weapons, suppressors, transfers. Plus, they've got layaway, 1/3 down, 60 days to pay. The lowest prices in the Hill Country. And they do repair and manufacturing there as well. They've got handguns. They've got long guns. Ammo, accessories, new items always showing up in the shop for personal carry and self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting. Always think Woden Armory first. You know, it's snake season out there right now. Been seeing and hearing reports of a lot of snake sightings, snake mating season going on. You live out in the country, you really don't have to live in the country to be concerned about that. You might want to get you a little protection for the home. If you have a tendency to want to wander your property and check out what's going on, Might not be a bad idea to have a little protection with you. Chris King of Woden Armory can make that happen for you. He's at 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And check out the website, WodenArmory.com. 10 minutes after on your Thursday. Looking forward to hearing from Suzanne Monk and Alexander Duvel, owners of Worlds of Music Chicago. They've been outed as Trump supporters. They're supposed to be giving us a call here in about 5 minutes or so. So why don't we go ahead and get this break out of the way and come back and we can talk to them here hopefully in a few minutes.
Being human means being there for the people around us. There to pick each other up, to raise each other up. At Peterson Health, it's what we live for. We're raising families. We're lifting spirits. We're improving outcomes. We're elevating health. To learn more about our commitment to building better health, please visit us at petersonhealth.com. Peterson Health. Elevating health.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Imagine a place where there are no trees, no birds, no flowers, no wildlife. A place devoid of fresh air and fresh water. Would you choose to live there? Would you want to raise a family there? We don't think so at Riverside Nature Center. That is why we are committed to preserving our precious natural resources. Our success depends on you. To learn how you can get involved, visit Riverside Nature Center at 150 Francisco Lemos Street in Kerrville. Or check out our webpage at riversidenaturecenter.org. We are planting the seeds for the future.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm James.
I'm Gordon.
We want to invite you to listen to Roundtable more than you're currently getting to hear it.
We've heard your request and we've responded.
That is correct.
You can catch us Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays after Rush.
Roundtable on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2 to 3 o'clock.
And Sunday, right after Rush.
On KERV 1230, it's the Roundtable.
Listen live at KERV1230.com and check out the Roundtable on Facebook.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country calling for cloudy skies to start the day off, a breezy morning, and it gets even windier during the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with plenty of humidity out there. Southerly winds up to 20 to 30 miles per hour during the day. Rain chances fairly slim, but we do have a chance of thunderstorms overnight tonight and Friday as a cool front and dry line move across the region. Some of those storms could be strong, even an isolated severe threat.
Okay, Kerry, thank you. It's 14 minutes after right now. Still 62 degrees and windy out there. 8:14, a little Billy Don Burns for you. This is Graveyard in Montgomery, the title track to his newest album.
I was on my way to do a gig on the Alabama coast, to meet some folks, make a buck, and play some honky-tonks. Ain't nothing new, it's the way my life has always been. Then it hit me hard that I was here to talk with him again in a graveyard in Montgomery in a storm. This ain't the first time that I stood here at the graves of Hank and Audrey, not knowing what to say. When I go south on 65, I usually end up here. He OD'd back in 53, so why do I still care? In a graveyard in Montgomery in a storm. Deafening sound, I'm higher than the dark clouds, lightning crashing down. I pray to God if I get struck, my guitar won't be harmed. In a graveyard in Montgomery in a storm. Hank, why do you torture me like you do? Can't forgive the Opry, Hank, for what they did to you. Standing here at your monument with a needle in my arm. In a graveyard in Montgomery in a storm. In a graveyard in Montgomery in a storm.
That is Billy Don Burns on the road show this morning with Graveyard in Montgomery. It is 17 minutes after the hour. We'll have Suzanne Monk from Worlds of Music Chicago calling in here in just a moment. In fact, she just got the phone with her on my cell phone, and there she is. KERV, good morning.
This is Suzanne Monk. How are you doing?
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. The sun always rises the next day, doesn't it?
It really does, Gordon. And for the last few days, I've been one of the most out. I finally can be entirely out about my Trump support because everybody in town already knows. So I get to wear my gear. I feel free, Gordon. I feel free.
That's wonderful. That is, you're liberated, huh?
The truth has set me free.
There you go. Yeah, you know it, and it will. Let's set the stage here a little bit, Suzanne. Suzanne, you and your husband own Worlds of Music Chicago. Tell me about the store.
We are a world music instrument store, so we sell musical instruments from all over the world and all different cultures, anything from djembes from Africa, ouds from Turkey, sitars from India, Native American flutes, banjos, violins, just about every kind of instrument. Yeah, I always say that the only reason I don't have any instruments from Antarctica is I don't have a freezer. So we have tried to have a really diverse, you know, shop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and dealing with probably a very diverse clientele over the years.
Very diverse clientele, you know, theater people, music people, all different genres of music, and people of all different political bents as well.
Uh-huh. So it came, I guess, to the attention of some of your friends and clients that you and your husband were proud Trump supporters, and things kind of started going downhill. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Yeah, I would say not even necessarily friends or clients, really just more people in the musical community that hadn't really done a lot of business with us or really been involved with us personally, people I didn't really necessarily know.
Okay.
The social media is kind of a double-edged sword in that way because it can kind of connect you with people sometimes you might not have much in common with. So it was sort of that process. But once you get started, you know, once people in the community, even Chicago, it's a big city, but, you know, every city is a small city, just all put next to each other.
Right.
So the community starts to, it snowballs from there. And at some point it did become friends. It did become people that I have known, you know, 10, 20 years. Calling me a fascist. But my husband really was a sort of a quiet Trump supporter. I was more vocal, and I tried to kind of make a separation, at, you know, from my business.
Right.
Really during the year, because I understand we never had politics, you know, in our business. We never put a Trump sign in our window. It was kind of frustrating because I couldn't even promote my store to all of my Trump-supporting friends without fearing that I was going to draw ire to the store.
Right.
It kind of even undermined my own marketing in that way.
A double-edged sword, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I know from what I do here, I've got a radio following simply because, I mean, it's kind of a combo talk and roots music show. I've got a following people from South America to Australia, across the United States and Europe, listen to the show. And I have found that it is probably in my best interest to, simply because I deal with so much of the music community that I have withheld a lot of my if folks listen to the show, they know exactly where I stand. But as far as the social media, all I do is just promote, basically just promote the show or shows that I may be emceeing, festivals, things like that. And
my husband uses social media exactly the same, you know, basically to promote his performances, to promote the shop, you know, and occasionally, you know, comment on a friend's political issue, but he wasn't really politically posting either. It was his friends that really kind of, it was his social media group that started picking at him and would question his questioning. If somebody had, you know, because the left just kind of posts whatever they want. Nobody says bats an eye.
Right.
You know, if you just smear your page with all sorts of "I love Hillary" and "Where's Trump's taxes," you know, nobody has a problem with that. So, but if you chime in and say, you know, I heard a different version of the news, I heard a different, you know, different information, people literally would. Oh, are you Trump? Do you support Trump? Are you backing him? And it was very, you know, aggressive in that way.
Not objective at all, huh?
No, and funny, I felt at some point along the year, you'd meet somebody who would just have a conversation about it, because I felt the media had misrepresented the president, and I felt, hopefully, you know, we get to talk it out. You know, people would get upset, and in the community, you'd come and talk to each other, and we'd kind of, as a country, you know, work through whatever misinformation the media had given, but that did not happen. They didn't want to talk about it at all.
Now, and so the grief is coming from the intolerance of the people who are telling everyone else to be tolerant and inclusive, right?
Yeah. I've literally had been called a fascist by people operating fascist tactics to shut me down. So
the double standard, it works so well on the left. It really does. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a badge that is worn proudly by many.
And I think that's what, there's this kind of organized way that you find a target and they join in and they bully it. And their hope is that you'll be demoralized and you'll just kind of shut up and go away and they'll have a victory and they get to pat each other on the back. What they didn't expect is I was going to, you know, tell the truth and tell what happened to me. Not be afraid to, you know, show the world that I had failed. I was going to have to close my shop. I failed at keeping it open. But I wanted to tell the world why, and I maybe start a conversation on where are we going to draw the line in this country with political bullying and with, you know, physically and harming people in their property and in their person even for their beliefs.
Have y'all had anything like, you know, bought and paid for busloads of protesters show up and march in front of the shop?
No, thank heavens, we've never had an organized protest. We were threatened with that at one point, but that individual, once I called him out, he agreed. He posted again, "No, I'm not going to do that. I would never protest in front of their store." But this all, you know, that was later in the process. It's just been months and months and months of different, you know, you go online, you Google your, I just Google my business, and, you know, you find different things that you have to figure out how to get rid of. So cost me a lot of time and hours, I can tell you that.
Yeah, people putting negative reviews and such.
Talking to Google business and trying to get reviews removed can many, many times.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can imagine the headache involved in all this.
Constant headache. And I think the worst of it became, you know, I was willing to put up with that. And, you know, people in the media have kind of, you know, they try to suggest maybe I'm just a failing business trying to, you know, get some attention for myself. That's why I'm closing. That never makes any sense. But it wasn't about that. You know, you can find new revenue streams. We were going online. We were doing lots of things to bring in business. I mean, like I said, I couldn't promote to Trump people, which was actually probably cutting into my business as well. But it became the musicians, you know, friends of ours or musicians in the community who came to us who were either afraid, not because they had any problem with our politics, but they were afraid that they might be outed as well or be bullied. There were many friends, even just when people would bully us online, people who would come to our defense would then be bullied. So you had this culture that people were afraid to do business with us, to come and play music in our shop or recommend our shop, or they were just, they didn't, you know, want to deal with our politics now that they would have been publicly displayed. So we became a liability in the community. You know, I can't cost a musician his gigs. That's not right. What I open a music shop for.
Right. So tell me, your retail shop, square footage size, I mean, how big is it? How many instruments do you keep there normally?
It's about 1,200 square feet. It's a small little shop, not too big, but we have about probably 900 different instruments from just so many different, literally every continent, Asia, Africa, North America, European instruments. You know, upright bass to electric guitars to
right.
Things you haven't heard of. And I don't even remember the name of. My husband's the expert on that.
Balalaika. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to focus on your online sales, and I assume that you or your husband is a luthier, or you have one on staff?
Yeah, he does a great deal of musical of repairs on just about any musical instrument, exotic instruments from any culture. So there's almost nothing he can't repair, or we can't figure out who can repair, which is great. But we're going to do a lot more online business as far as instruments are concerned, because I don't think they can put a brick through a website, is what I keep saying.
What is your website?
Our website right now is Worlds of Music Chicago, worldsofmusicchicago.com. When we open up the new website, we're going to Worlds of Music USA. And, you know, we've kind of made a calculated decision and felt that to prevent this whole thing happening in every, you know, manifestation of our business, we're just going to be out about our support about the president, not in people's face, but in a quiet but red, white, and blue kind of fashion.
Sure.
Our new URL is going to be Worlds of Music USA.
Worlds of Music USA. Okay, when are you going to launch that site?
We're working on that, hopefully to transition to that right after we close the brick-and-mortar site.
Which will be when?
May, probably beginning of May.
Okay. Have you gotten much support? I mean, have people come to your rescue or to your defense to any degree from the locals there?
Since we have come out about our story, we have gotten huge support. We've had people come into the shop, and phone calls almost constantly from here locally, but from around the country. And it's been actually amazing. We've had a little bit, you know, I have a little new stack of hate emails, and we've had a few crank calls and nasty calls. But for the vast majority of people have been very supportive, including Democrats, people who voted for Hillary and you know, tell me that. But they also don't accept people being bullied, people being threatened, people being called racist, sexist, xenophobe, people being smeared and slandered for their politics, for their vote. So that's been amazing, and I think really signifies what kind of country we have.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry that y'all have had to suffer through this. I think that I have been constantly amazed, and the more life that I live on this planet, I have seen things. You know, when people had political disagreements, I can remember in my youth, it wasn't a so you want to fight type thing. It was like, well, you know, you just basically agree to disagree. But the left has really taken it to a new level. They had 8 years of their own way, and they just couldn't stand it. When the election went the way it did in November, and it's
it got worse. They got more upset when they lost, and actually since the inauguration, they got even worse. And what's funny is that they've been turning on their own. You know, there would be Democrat friends of mine who would come to our defense and say, hey, it's not cool to call people names and, you know, slander their business for their political beliefs. The business didn't vote. As I always said, my business didn't vote.
Right.
Just me.
Right.
So, but they would turn against them, each other, you know, their other Democrats, merely for defending someone's right. So there's a small minority of the left that is utterly fascist. They want to shut down speech. They only allow their voice, and you either must be silent if you are a conservative or a libertarian. You have any non-Democrat views, you either must be silent, or you will be bullied and attacked. And I have kind of been trying to say this whole week, many people have said, why didn't you just be quiet? Why didn't you just keep your support to yourself? Why didn't you not let that newspaper guy take a question from you when you went to the rally at UIC? And I have repeatedly said that this is America, and I have a right to use my voice just as much as anybody on the left has a right to use their voice, and that doesn't give me any reason to be bullied or attacked or slandered. You have every right to not do business with me if you want. We have free association, and I support that 100%. You have every right to not do business with me if you disagree with me. But nobody has the right to be called names, to be threatened, and to have their friends and associates intimidated. That's not the country we were given.
Exactly. Yeah, and I say it here basically on a daily basis, because I occasionally, well, almost daily, I will run across a story that spotlights the hypocrisy of the left. And, again, these are the people who are telling us to be tolerant and inclusive, yet goes back to what you said, you know, they want to.
Well, and they've harmed the community they're actually trying to help, because now the Indian community can't come and get their harmoniums and sitars repaired, and the Arabic community isn't going to be able to come in and get oud strings, and the African community isn't going to be able to come in and get their djembes reheaded. So, I mean, as much as these are things we sell to, you know, normal white, black American citizens, we also sell to a lot of immigrants, people who have come here to this country and have brought their cultures, and we provide access to the resources of the musical part of their culture, and that's going away. So they've really harmed the people they claim to help.
Have you gotten any response from those communities over this situation?
Certainly people that we've done business with, yes. And oddly, from around the country, even more so. We had a gentleman from Senegal send us a very touching email when he saw when he saw our interview, that he said this is what he left Senegal for, because it was this kind of political intimidation that he went away from and came to America to get away from. And it made him cry, he said, to see that happening here. So, you know, it's very touching, even when immigrants who, you know, they understand why this is such a wonderful country. And, you know, sometimes our own people don't get it.
Well, Suzanne, I would like to, once you guys get the other website up and running, I would like to revisit with you if we can.
I would love to do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I've got
I would love to do that because I'm doing something that they tell you in business not to do, and that's bring politics into business. But I think we're in a new age, and if the people on the right continue to allow the left to make us be quiet, we're going to be pushed into more and more, accepting more and more aggressive behavior. And so I've drawn a line in the sand, and I'm going to be honest about who I am. And if you don't want to do business with me, great. And there are 61 million Trump supporters. I think you would be happy to do so.
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well.
I think I'll be fine.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. I sure do appreciate you. And
Gordon, it's been great talking to you.
Well, good luck to y'all. And yeah, I want to stay in touch, and I will. Matter of fact, I will. You guys have a World of Music Chicago Facebook page?
Yes, we do. World of Music Chicago on Facebook.
Okay.
Our Twitter is World Music Chai, so you can reach us at any of those places.
All right. Very good. Very good indeed. Well, you know, if get to where you just can't stand those old cold, nasty winters anymore. Texas is still a pretty red state. So
let me just say, your state has been so proudly represented. The number of Texans who have called and invited me to come to the great state of Texas is astronomical. So let me just say, you guys are doing a great job over there at promoting your wonderful state.
All right, Suzanne, my best to y'all, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me, Gordon. You have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. All right, there is Suzanne Monk from World Music Chicago. And this all started this past weekend where I got wind of this. They were on. They were interviewed on Fox and Friends Weekend. So their Trump support is causing them to shut down their music store because they felt like they were becoming more of a liability to Friends because they couldn't associate or recommend their shop to do business simply because of their peer group being so seriously anti-Trump. So, Suzanne and Alexander, good luck to y'all. And we will be talking to them more in the future. Right now, let's see what we've got. 37 minutes after. It is, we've got the Blue Sage Hall double shot right now, presented by the Troubadour Nights Concert Series at Blue Sage Hall in Ingram. Of course, every Thursday morning about this time, we feature a couple songs by an artist coming to Blue Sage Hall in the coming months. Today, our featured artist, again, Radney Foster. He'll be at Blue Sage Hall April 7th. So let's kick it off with your Blue Sage Hall double shot, Radney Foster.
I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blue Sage Hall Double Shot with Big G's Texas Roadshow on KERV 1230.
Blue Sage Hall Double Shot, presented by the Troubadour Nights Concert Series at Blue Sage Hall in Ingram. For more information and tickets for upcoming shows, of course, Radney Foster, our featured artist today. You can go to the for the 2017 Troubadour Nights Concert Series. You can call 830-928-6162 or go online to bluesagehall.com. They're located, of course, 3044 Junction Highway in Ingram. It's Blue Sage Hall. Radney Foster will be there on April the 7th. It's 8:45 from the WodenArmory.com studios. Time for Todd Starnes.
Americans, I'm Todd Starnes with SFOX News and Commentary next.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, and generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Teenage boy was in the locker room at Pennsylvania's Boyertown High School last fall getting ready for gym class. The kid turns around and to his great surprise, He sees a girl stripping down to her underwear. The kid is transgender, a girl who identifies as a boy. So the young man went to the front office to complain, only to be told by an assistant principal that he had to tolerate undressing in front of the transgender student, and he also had to make it seem as natural as possible. The school said students who mentally identify as members of the opposite sex must be allowed to use whatever bathroom they desire. The young man was eventually given a choice. He could either use the nurse's office or he could be homeschooled. So look, the school district's response here is proof that resistance to this perverse indoctrination is futile. The child and his family are now suing the school. I'm Todd Starnes.
Woden Armory, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, has the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. Buying, selling, and trading new and used firearms. Discounts for military, veterans, first responders, and law enforcement available. Layaway now with 1/3 down and 60 days to pay. Full line repair and manufacturing is also available at Woden Armory. Handguns, long guns, ammo, and accessories with new items always arriving. For personal carry or self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And on the web at wodenarmory.com. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs. Woden Armory. Wodenarmory.com.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for cloudy skies to start the day off, a breezy morning, and it gets even windier during the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with plenty of humidity out there. Southerly winds up to 20 to 30 miles per hour during the day. Rain chances fairly slim, but we do have a chance of thunderstorms overnight tonight and Friday as a cool front and dry line move across the region. Some of those storms could be strong, even an isolated severe threat.
Okay, Kerry, thanks. It's 48 minutes after, 62 degrees still, and south-southeast winds 25, looking at a high today of 78 degrees.
City Road, you tell the young and old, we hear some songs they know, and they can dance exactly like they wanna, way out Rio City Road. Oh.
Potty Bone and the Squeeze Tones on the Road Show. That is Frio City Road Polka. 51 minutes after the hour. We got SRN News coming your way.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. One day after a man mowed down pedestrians on a London bridge and fatally stabbed a police officer, British Prime Minister Theresa May has delivered a defiant message to the House of Commons. She declared, quote, "We are not afraid." May said the attacker, who was killed by police, was born in Britain and was known to intelligence services. The revelation came moments after Parliament held a minute of silence for the victims. Four people, including one police officer, are dead and a suspect in custody after shootings at a bank at a law firm in northern Wisconsin, followed by a standoff in an apartment complex that ended in a volley of gunfire yesterday. Police say it all began with a case of domestic violence. The GOP's long-promised legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare faces a showdown vote today in the House. In a count by the Associated Press, at least 26 Republicans say they will still oppose the bill, saying it simply doesn't go far enough in repealing Obamacare. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife, Sue, did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Your American Red Cross is there to help those affected by disasters, fire, and flood. We provide service to the armed forces, veterans, and their families. We also provide free smoke alarm installations for families throughout the Hill Country. We do this by mobilizing our volunteers through the generosity of donors. We're always looking for more volunteers to support and carry out the mission and donors to make it happen. For more information, call 830-257-4677.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
This Trump budget, most of which I support, not all of it. I don't believe in reviving the export-import. I don't get that, this corporate welfare stuff. Well, it's pro-American, making America great again. No, it's not. Capitalism is pro-American, making America great again. Entrepreneurship is pro-American, making America great again. Competition is pro-American, making America great again.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weekday afternoons, 5 till 8, on the Talk of Texas.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for cloudy skies to start the day off, a breezy morning, and it gets even windier during the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with plenty of humidity out there. Southerly winds up to 20 to 30 miles per hour during the day. Rain chances fairly slim, but we do have a chance of thunderstorms overnight tonight and Friday as a cool front and dry line move across the region. Some of those storms could be strong, even an isolated severe threat.
All right, Carrie, our final check this morning is 62 degrees. Hey, if you're on Facebook, check out the KERV AM 1230 Facebook page and check out the new video, the Be Flood Aware video. You're going to like it. Check it out. Neil Gregg. That is Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And that's about going to wrap it up for this Thursday edition of Big G's Texas Roadshow. Join us back here at 2 o'clock for a roundtable with James Williamson, Harley David Blue, and myself.
Thanks for being with us. And until we meet again on the radio, on the screen, or in person, this is Roy Rogers saying goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Silent tone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces, and so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. There that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul.
The Weekend with Joe Pags, Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Talk of Texas.